所以我们看到，所以他两个儿子就有这样的恶行恶状出来。
Now, the son was a product, and the father is the reason.
那儿子就是有其父，就有其子。
Now we need to see there is a third party will get involved.
好，我们刚刚讲到两方面，现在我们讲到第三方面的。
God's judgment will come.
那就是神的定夺。
Verse 27 says, Now a man of God came to Eli and said to him, This is what the Lord said. Did I not clearly reveal myself to your father's house when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh?
我们一起念一下好不好？有神人来见以利，对他说：“耶和华如此说，你祖父在埃及法老家做奴仆的时候，我不是向他们显现吗？”
Shall we English? I chose your father out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod in my presence.I also gave your father's house all the offerings made with fire by the Israelites. 在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他们烧香，在我坛上献祭，在我面前穿以弗的，又将以色列人所献的火祭都赐给你父家吗？ Now we start to hear God start to.Recall the memory what God's blessing upon Eli's family.
我们这里看到神就是提醒他们，神是怎么样恩待他们这个家。
I truly encourage you count God's blessing by yourself.
其实我也鼓励大家能够多多的数算主的恩典。
If you wait and wait until God count His blessing to you, you got trouble.
如果你等自己不主动的去数算神的恩典，要等到神来替你数算恩典的时候，我想这个时候就麻烦了。
Because you forgot God's blessing, then your life can go astray.
因为你已经把神的恩典都忘了，表示你的生命已经走歪了。
Firstly, God reminded Eli, said, "Your fathers, when they were in Egypt, that means that the."God's grace upon them, a blessing upon them, is God saved them, God delivered them from slavery.
第一，神就是提醒他们说，你的祖父、你的祖先在埃及做奴隶的时候，不是向他们显现吗？
And secondly, he mentioned about, I chose you out of all the 12 tribes of Israel. That is my grace. I have a special selection of yours.
然后就提醒他们，我是你们是我们特别是神，我特别拣选出来的。因为他说，在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他烧香在我坛上献祭。
And more than that, I also let you go up to my altar. That is the favor that you were separated from all other people. You are the Aaron descendant.
在所有拣选的支派里，我特别拣选你这个利未族里面的。亚伦的支派，你是我特别恩宠的一个支派。
And also allow you to burn the incense. That means this is a special privilege that you can come so close to the Lord and you can listen to the Lord because the incense represent prayer.
然后又让你可以烧香献祭等等，表示你可以特别的与神有这种亲近的特权，因为烧香就等于是祷告。
And also allow you to wear an ephod. That is a cloth for priest. That represents the honor, the glory upon your family.
然后又让你穿以弗德，这是大祭司，祭司才能穿的衣服，表示神赐给你特别的荣耀。
And not only for that, also I supply your daily need. I allow the people's offering that you can take home.
然后呢，让你日用的饮食，也让你能够有所让以色列人供应你。
So before God's judgment, God wants to recall all the blessing upon Eli's family.
所以在神的审判定夺以前，神就提醒，让他在回忆神给你这样种种的恩典。
Then God wants start to show His anger.
然后神就开始表现出他的愤怒。
He said, Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your son more than me by fattening yourself on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel.
好，我们现在念一下二十九节。我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？
God said why twice.
这里神问了两次，为什么？为什么？
Why you scorn at me?
你为什么践踏我呢？
Why you honor your son more than me?
为什么你尊重你的儿子胜过尊重我呢？
God revealed his anger upon Eli.
所以这里神就向以利发出他的愤怒。
And after the anger, there will be final sentence.
在神的愤怒以后，就有神的定罪。
Now the sentence said this: Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declare, I promise in the past that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever, but now the Lord declares, Far be it from me.Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
好，我们看一下第三十节哈，一起来念。因此，耶和华以色列的神说：“我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必看重他；藐视我的，我必轻视。”
Over here, God's.The punishment, the sentence starts to say, all the blessing will be taken out from your family.
所以这里神他的审判就是一开始神的讲话就是所有的祝福都会收回。
Let us try to remember, God did say, I will bless your family forever. God did say that.
所以神曾经说过我会永远的祝福你家。
But now he changed.
但是现在神转变心意了。
Is it God changeable?
是不是因为神就常会是这个三心二意呢？
The blessing can be changed. Even he said, I will bless you forever.
尽管神曾经答应过你说我要永远的祝福你，但是神是可以改变的，改变他的心意。
One thing never changed is his principle never changed.
唯一不能变的，不会转变，是神的，他的准则是不变的。
Maybe nowadays for Christian, if God ever say forever, you thought this is forever, never change. Watch out the principle here.
所以，当你以为说很稳了，神已经说永远、永远什么的时候，小心。
Maybe you can accuse God, say, "Oh, you say forever, now why you change?"
也许你会指责神说：“你不是说过永远、永远，怎么你现在改变心意了呢？”
He never changes his principle. If you honor him, he will honor you. If you despise him, he will disdain you.
但是神有一个他的准则，就是说，你如果尊重他，他就尊重你；如果轻视他，他就会轻视你。
So that means Eli's family need to honor God forever, then God's blessing will be forever.
所以就表示以利这一家族，他如果是永远的尊重神、看重神的话，神就会看重，也会尊重他们。
So when we read the Bible, we need to know the principle.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，必须知道神的准则何在。
So God tried to tell Eli's family, say, the blessing I have promised forever for your family now will be taken away.
所以神就说，我曾经答应过你的一切永远的祝福，我现在要把它都拿走。
For Christian, you are willing to serve the Lord.The most scary thing is this.
所以对基督徒来说，如果是你想要服侍主的，你最害怕的一件事应该就是这样的。
God said, "I will take out the blessing from you."
当神说我要把祝福从你身上拿走的时候，就是你最惊心的时候。
They were scared to death.
你应该是非常惊心胆战的。
Furthermore, the punishment will follow.
那接着呢，这个。审判就会来到。
The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your family line, and you will see distress in my dwelling. Although good will be done to Israel, in your family line, there will never be an old man.
这里讲他的处罚就是三十一节，日子必到，我要折断你的膀臂和你父家的膀臂，使你家中没有一个老年人。在神使以色列人享福的时候，你必看见我居所的败落，在你家中必永远没有一个老年人。
Every one of you that I do not cut off from my altar will be spared, only to blind your eyes with tears and to grieve your heart, and all your descendants will die in the prime of life.
33节，我必不从我坛前灭尽你家中的人，那未灭的必使你眼目干扁，心中忧伤，你家中所生的人都必死在中年。
The punishment is severe.
哦，很严重的。
The whole family never ever enjoy social security.
哦，这个整个家族都不可能活到要领这个退休金的时候。
And nobody benefit from Medicare.
也没有人能够领到这个医疗保险的，活不到那个时候。
So actually, this family is everybody will be worried about. Well, maybe my time is end up.
所以这个家族每一个人都应该担心说，哦，我的时间是不是已经到了？大难已到了。
While they become a little bit older, they were concerned about this.
Yeah, 当他们年纪越来越老的时候，我想他们就心里就想，哦，我时候是不是已经到了？
And furthermore, the curse will come upon the two children.
然后这个两个儿子是被咒诅的。
And what happened to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be assigned to you. They were both died on the same day.
三十四节，你的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈所遭遇的事，可做你的证据，他们二人必一日同死。
That means the old father will see his two sons die before him.
也就是这个以利，他是必须要经历这个白发人送黑发人的这种痛苦，亲眼看到两个儿子死在他的眼前。
It's really scary.
听起来是很恐怖哦。
And God used His own people to demonstrate the holiness of He Himself.
神用他自己的子民来显示、证明出他的圣洁。
And the only reason is because the Father, you do not fulfill your obligation.
那我们看到最终的原因就是因为你这个做父亲的没有尽到你做父亲的责任。
And then furthermore say, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his house and he will minister before my anointed one always.
我们接着看第三十五节。我要为自己立一个忠心的祭祀，他必照我的心意而行。我要为他建立坚固的家，他必永远行在我的受膏者面前。
For brothers and sisters, we need to look into what God said here is, do we do according to what is in His heart and mind?
我们这里要看的就是我们有没有照着神的心意去做事呢
？We serve according to my own heart and my own mind, or according to His heart and His mind.
我们的侍奉是照我们自己的心意呢，还是照神的心意呢
？And because Eli's family, they don't serve according to God's heart and mind.
因为以利这一家人，他们侍奉神就完全不是照神的心意去做的。
And the final result is even then, everyone left in your family line will come and bow down before that priest that he's going to assign for a piece of silver or a crust of bread and plead, appoint me to some priestly office so I can have food to eat.
三十六节，你家所剩下的人必来叩拜他，求块银子，求个饼，说：“求你赐我祭司的职分，好叫我得点饼吃。”
Eli's family was well abundantly honored.
我们看到以利他这个大祭司家庭是何等的尊贵一个家族。
But now turn out to so disgraceful.
但是他们结果是如何的？就是这么的败落。
They want to get a job.
他们连工作都找不到，要求的。
And just only for food.
那所求的就是一点吃的东西而已。
So God allowed this family in front of us so we may see how important a father your role is.
所以我们已从这个家族身上看到做父亲父亲们你们的工作你们的责任是何等的重大。
I do not forget two weeks later is a Father's Day.
我记得在两个礼拜就是我们所谓的父亲节了。
So I bring this up ahead of it.
所以我是有点提早来跟大家分享父亲节的信息。
If I share this on Father's Day, I don't think there will be a happy father leaving this room.
如果我在父亲节分享这个怎么样培养败坏家风的孩子这个题目，我想大家做爸爸的也许会不是一个很不会是一个很欢乐的父亲节。
You notice recently, especially recently, there are so many horrible news.From the media.
那您有没有注意到最近新闻里面很多很不好的消息？
There are so many meaningless killing.
很多就是没有道理的杀戮。
And the TV show though that killers.
那我们看到那个杀人者。
Actually, I would really strongly recommend the media should put their father's picture on the screen.
讲的就是那个 Santa Barbara 那个是吧 ？OK， 呀，那个在 Santa Barbara 大学杀了很多，都是他 roommate 都是中国人哦。
Because of you, that's why your son come out with this result.
所以他说，其实牧师说，其实这个媒体应该把他爸爸的照片贴出来。
Because the father didn't really fulfill his obligation.
因为这个做父亲的也很可能在上面有亏欠。
They got religion, but without revelation.
因为他们只有宗教，没有生命。
All they care is superficial, but without substance.
因为他们所关切的只是一些表面的东西，而没有实质的东西。
And they may spoil their kids without discipline.
然后对儿女只是溺爱，而没有管教。
Today, maybe some father here, maybe some father to be here, but maybe some you may not be a father, but you.You may have some friends, they got kids, and you notice their kids is going to the wrong direction. You may bring this message to them.
各位，这个不只是对这个现在的父亲或者未来的父亲，甚至于你如果是不想当父亲人，但是你有朋友是做父亲的，你可以把这个信息跟他们分享一下。
See, those people show.You know, those killers, if just only one of their friends give a little bit advice or warning to their father, maybe this tragedy would never happen.
如果在他的朋友中能够对这个父亲稍微做一个警告，也许这个悲剧很可能就不会发生。
Would you like to be that person?
你愿意是做这样一个忠告者吗？
Just an advice, maybe you will save many, many lives.
就是这样讲几句话，也许你就能够救了很多的生命。
Let's go back to the two sons.
我们再回到这两个儿子，他们是所谓的果，他们是这个因果中的这个果。
If children got this symptom or situation, maybe it's a warning sign.
如果你的孩子中有这样的一个征象的话，也许就是一个警告。
Firstly, if the child is a self-centered person,
如果这个孩子是一个非常自我中心的人，
because his two sons had no regard for God,
因为你看以利这两个人就是对神的事情是漠不关心，就是根本不认识神。
Actually, whatever happened here started from this very point: no regard for the Lord.
其实一切的事情都是由这个地方出来，就是。不认识神。
If a person had no regard for God, then he himself is God.
如果他不认识神，那他自己不就是神了吗？
He only cares is about he himself, his benefit.
他只注自己的利益。
Therefore, his two sons care nothing about God's commandment and rules.
所以这两个儿子对神的命令、神的管教是一点都不漠不关心。
So those two sons do everything just according to their own pleasure.
然后他们就是为所欲为，他们想干什么就干什么。
Because me is the center.
因为我就是这个中心。
That's why he picked up the choice part that he want to roast, but not to boil.
然后因此他们就能够干出这样的事情，就是把那个肉，他想要的最好的肉拿去，他说我要煮，我不要，我要去那个烤，我不要煮。
So if you find some kids so much self-centered, that is a warning sign.
如果你看那个孩子就是整天就是把自己包裹在自我里面的话，你就稍微小心一点，注意一点。
If we can bring God into his heart, then there is a chance.
如果我们能够把神给他带，把他带到他心里的话，我想这有很大的希望。
He may start to shift from self-center to God-center.
他就很可能从自我中心转换为以神为中心。
If kids got into the situation with arrogance and rudeness,
如果这个孩子他态度就是很骄横、很野蛮的这种态度
，Why?Why Eli's two sons got into that situation?
你看这个以利的这个两儿子怎么会这种的恶行恶状呢
？Because the two sons took the privilege of his father's status.
因为他们是说我是大祭司的儿子啊。
Take the advantage of his father's position or influence in the society.
呀，然后我就可以荫蔽在我父亲的这个职位跟他的影响之下。
That's why they dare to come with three prong fork.And he will take by force, and he want to get it right away.
所以他敢让仆人拿了一个三尺的叉子去叉那个肉，而且还说我现在就要。
The arrogance is because his father's position.
当然也是因为他爸父亲是大祭司的缘故。
Because no one want to offend his father.
因为没有人想要去得罪他的父亲。
So the people around the kids always get.An easy way for them.
所以他周围的人就是让这个孩子就是惯了这个孩子。
Then the kid will grow up with arrogance and pride.
这样一个孩子成长起来就是一个骄傲蛮横的人。
They care nothing about other people.
对别人他们是不会去关心的。
And if a person started from self-centered but not God-centered,And then allow the environment to evolve whatever inside of them, then arrogance and rudeness can even go further.
So, 当一个人是不是以神为中心，而以自我而中心，而且让周围的环境去影响他，去逐渐长成这个蛮横的这种习性的时候，就会更严重了。
They will end up with greed and lust.
所以进一步就会发展成一贪财，而且贪色。
If a person show no respect to God, there is nothing to be afraid.
如果当一个人不尊重神的时候，他就没有什么好怕的了。
Doesn't matter adultery.
我这个去个搞个婚外情又怎么样嘞
？You remember our famous person Bill Clinton?
那我们记得 Bill 和美国总统。
When reporter asked about Lewinsky about because Clinton tried to show that he confessed and he remorse, but the reporter asked Lewinsky said, "He, do you think that he really confessed?"
所以我们记得那个克林顿总统的这个非常有名的一句名言哈，当记者问他你到底有没有犯奸淫的罪呢？
And Lewinsky answer said, "No. He is more concerned is because he got caught."
Okay, 所以他的回答就是没有。他更关心是说他被抓到。
Then we can go back all the way is because he is not a God-centered person. He is a self-centered person.
我们在回溯的话，就知道他是不是一个以神为中心，他是一个自我中心的人。
Then the arrogance and rudeness can grow and grow and stronger and stronger.
然后我们就看到骄傲跟蛮横就可以继续不断的成滋长。
And the greed and the lust will come automatically.
然后很自然的就会转化为贪财贪色。
He took the portion he was not supposed to get. That means those meat actually is sufficient for all the priests to eat in the courtyard.
然后我们看他去拿这个肉的时候。其实留给祭司的肉是够大家吃的，但是他要的不止如此而已，他还要那个更多的。
Actually, he took the meat is only for his own benefit. He wants to sell outside.
其实他拿这个肉并不是他要吃，而是他想卖到市场去。
That's why nowadays you still can find the beef jerky in Costco.
所以我们今天还可以在 Costco 看到这个牛肉干吗
？That's the leftover from Eli family.
Oh, okay. 那个牛肉干是以利家族到外面把那个肉卖掉以后做出来产品。所以你们去 Costco 买牛肉干的时候，那个牌子叫做以利牌。Okay, 注意一下。
Okay, those three signs actually is a very good index for us to give advice or not.
所以这个。这个两个孩子上，我们看到就是说怎么样去教导，是吧？
这上面所讲的这三个现象呢，如果在孩子的身上出现的话呢，这是一个信号，让我们能够决定是不是愿意给对方一些的建议。
好
，OK，
是翻译的很好。
Good. So let's come back again to some thoughts.
好，我们再来总结一下，我们想一想哈。
Nowadays, we just try to remind father your responsibility.
所以讲了半天，我们讲就是想要鼓励这个提醒一下父亲的你们的责任。
I'm not intend to charge you or offend you.
我不是故意想要得罪或者挑战各位。
You hold this divine role, divine position from God as a father.
因为你有这个从神而来这个神圣的职位神圣的责任
Maybe some of you here your father is no longer live
也许有些人你们的父亲已经不在世上了
Or maybe you have a father but the father didn't fulfill his father's obligation
也许有些人的父亲并没有尽到一个做父亲的责任
But there is a chance
但是这还是有机会的。
You can look up to our heavenly Father.
你可以向上看我们的天上的父亲。
He wants to tell you.
他要告诉你们。
He wants to give you instruction.
他要祈祷你们。
Through his Bible.
从他的话语里面。
So when you open the Bible, you need to listen because once the Bible open, he starts to talk to you.
所以。他当你们一打开圣经的时候，神就开始跟你们说话。
And His word will guide you.
他的话语会引导你们，指引你们。
Sometimes His word will discipline you.
甚至他的话语去可以这个规测你们。
So you look up to the Heavenly Father.
所以我们就往上看我们的天父。
Because He wants to bless you and your family.
因为神的本意是要祝福我们，还要祝福你们的家庭。
And once again, if you find somebody you concern, and you may give advice to them, please do so.
如果你看到周围有哪些亲朋好友，你觉得我们讲的这三个症状都有的时候，也许我们应该怎么讲放大胆一点，因为你们是既然关心的话，就可以稍微的规劝他们一下。
So let their family to receive God's blessing, but not punishment.
以至于他们可以得到神的祝福，而不是神的咒诅。
好 ，Let us pray. Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们的天父，我们感谢。